Lots to get to, but first things first, we start hour number three with a conversation with a third baseman for the Milwaukee Brewers. He's having a huge year, top 10 in the National League, in doubles, extra base hits, and runs batted in. Batting 295, 21 home runs, 69 runs batted in. He was a ninth round pick back in 2011 out of Kent State. The Brewers are in first in the NL Central. They're at Philadelphia tonight. We are joined by third baseman Travis Shaw. Travis, nice to have you on today. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How you guys doing?
Good, good, Travis. Good to talk to you. Team's coming off a tough series in Pittsburgh, but you're still in first place in the division, as I mentioned. So first, what's the mood among the players as you get ready to face Philadelphia tonight?
The mood's still good in the clubhouse. We obviously haven't played good since the All-Star break. Pitching's actually been pretty good. It's just offensively we've kind of hit a little bit of a rough patch here, but the mood in the locker room's still very, very positive. Like you said, we're still in first place late July. So I think everybody's still excited, and we're looking to get back on the winning side tonight.
Travis Shaw, my guest. You know, the Brewers were coming off that 73 win last season. So outside the clubhouse, the expectations were not necessarily that high. Yet here you are in late July, and you are in first place. When did you first start thinking that this team had a chance to do something special?
I saw it in May a little bit. We were able to kind of rebound from a little bit tough stretches early on. We'd lose two or three straight, and we were able to right the ship pretty quickly. And then there was a series against the Dodgers. I don't know if it was in May or June, but we actually had all three of those games won. We only ended up winning one of those, but we let two get away from us late in the game. And I think that's when everybody in the clubhouse kind of started believing that, hey, the Dodgers, obviously, they're the class of the NL right now this year. And we hung with them. We've actually had that series won all three games, and I think that showed everybody we could play with anybody.
Brewers third baseman Travis Shaw joining us. Now, you were drafted by the Red Sox. You came up with them, but then you were traded during the last offseason. Shortly after Milwaukee acquired you, manager Craig Counsell told you you're his guy third base, and he was not looking to platoon you with anybody. You look back on that conversation, what did that mean to you and your confidence?
It meant a lot. I mean, after what I went through the last 2 months of the season, trying to learn how to be a platoon player, I'd never been that. Obviously, it didn't work out for me. Got all out of whack, and then to hear go to a new organization and then have faith in you and then want you to be their guy, it meant a lot going into this season and instilled some confidence.
Now, I wonder, I mean, is that the whole thing was just a matter of opportunity and you knowing that you were going to go out there and a manager who believed in you? Because you look at the numbers you're putting up, I mean, it's been a dramatic change. You're having a huge year. Was it just the opportunity, or did you do some things in the offseason to put you in this position as well?
A little bit of both, I think. I mean, opportunity is all you ever want in baseball. And for me, last year was my first full season in the big leagues. So obviously everybody goes through their learning curves and slumps in their first full season. And I went through it the second half of last season. I think what I went through last year was going to help me in my career moving forward, and I made some adjustments this offseason, and everything's kind of paying off right now.
Travis Shaw, my guest, you know, not to belabor the point, but it's such a hard game. It is such a hard game, and when you talk about the adjustments you made, you have a philosophy which I find really interesting. You've talked about not caring. Now, that's not what that sounds. It's not that you don't care about baseball, but more that you can't read into everything and you can't get too high or too low, and that it's such a long season. So how do you go about not caring in a good way?
Yeah, it took a lot for me to get to this point. I mean, last year I got ate up pretty good with getting benched and everything that I was going through the second half of the season, and then probably right before the last week before the playoffs, it kind of struck me that hey, this isn't working. You just need to chill out a little bit, and went into the off season and kind of reset the whole thing, and then coming into this year, I was pretty focused on trying not to get caught up in all the failures and the negativity that baseball can bring. And whether it's an 0 for 4 or an 0 for 15, I mean, it's going to turn back in your favor eventually. And for me, it's helped keep me relaxed throughout the season so far.
Now, you're killing it, and you're on a first-place team. And whenever I have a Brewer on this show, the topic of playing in Milwaukee and in front of those fans in particular always comes up. What's your experience been like in that city and with the Brewer fans?
Brewer fans are awesome. They're so positive. The attendance this year has been really good. The fans are starting to get excited. We can tell. We can feel the energy from them in the home games. And we're on a long road trip right now. We're right in the middle of it. And as soon as we go home, we have a three-game set against the Cubs. And I think everybody's looking forward to getting back home and getting in front of those fans.
Travis, it's strange because I've done this long enough now that I remember when I was coming up, I was always younger than everybody I interviewed, and now I'm interviewing kids of guys that I used to interview. Your father's no different. Jeff Shaw was a two-time All-Star as a reliever. He has more than 200 career saves to his name. What was it like growing up the son of a Major League ballplayer?
He kind of shaped me to who I am. I mean, I went to the field with him all the time, and when he was out in L.A., his last 3 years of his career, and everything that I've gone through, he's gone through in his career. Obviously, we're different positions, but having that firsthand experience at home and being able to call somebody and talk to when things hit the fan a little bit, it's been big for me.
You mentioned he was with the Dodgers, so you spent part of your time in Ohio and then part of it right here in Southern California. What do you remember about what it was like to go to Dodger Stadium as a kid?
I just remember going there every day, hanging out with a couple other kids that went to the stadium. We'd go out, shag during BP, and then just kind of roam around Dodger Stadium throughout the game. And that's kind of where I grew up a little bit. That's where I learned to love the game. And Dodger Stadium still holds a very special place in my heart.
Travis, can I say this? I mean, we talked about some things that were kind of heavy as it relates to baseball, but it's nothing compared to a much bigger picture. And last month, your newborn daughter underwent multiple open-heart surgeries. She was born with a severe heart condition, which you knew about. But what was it like to have to go through something that gut-wrenching, and how is she doing right now?
Yeah, that was, I mean, we knew going in that it was going to be tough, and then I don't think I realized how tough it was going to be when you see kind of she's born, you're hanging out with her for 3-4 days, she looks fine, and then they just wheel her away, and you can't see her or hold her for, it ended up being 3 weeks, and that was the hardest part, not being able to hold her, just seeing her hooked up to all the machines, the breathing tubes. It was definitely an eye-opening experience for me, and it put a lot of things into perspective. It goes back to the not caring thing. You realize there's a lot more important issues than just baseball all the time, and she's doing a lot better now. She's getting better. She'll have another procedure here coming up here in a couple months, but hopefully it won't be as severe as the first one.
You know, even a couple of your teammates got very emotional talking about how you would spend the morning at the hospital and then come to the ballpark and play and then go back to the hospital. I mean, on the one hand, it's you don't want to care too much about something, but was baseball on any level, was that something of an escape or a release?
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, you spend all day at the hospital. She's still in the hospital, so that's still my routine when I'm at home. And baseball is a nice escape to get away from that. And baseball has kind of become fun again. It's not a grind or a hassle anymore. It's just become fun to get away and just play for a couple hours and not think about what's going on.
Isn't that great? That part of it. And one more thing, too. When you talk about baseball being fun, David Ortiz is somebody who's given you some advice in the past. It's got to be awesome to play with a big fellow like that. What was it like to play with him, and what did you learn from him?
He taught me a lot when he was there. He taught me a lot about hitting. He taught me a lot about everything. And he reached out to me when I got traded, and he told me, just take this opportunity and run with it. Same thing happened to him. He got released by Minnesota, picked up by Boston, and the rest was history. And he basically said, hey, if somebody doesn't want you and somebody else does, take that faith that the other team has in you and run with it.
Isn't that a great call to get from a guy like that in that situation? And that's exactly what he's done. Travis Shaw, I mean, top 10 in the NL in doubles, extra base hits, and runs batted in. Travis, thanks for sharing that story. Really nice to have you on the program, and great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You got it. Travis Shaw. He's been through quite a bit. Things did not end the way that he had hoped in Boston. Was being platooned, got a chance to come to Milwaukee, get a fresh start, had a manager and organization that believed in him completely, and he's run with it.